This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that he has had a very positive hour-long phone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Venezuela and other issues. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Trump's call on Friday with Putin came as top U.S. security officials met at the Pentagon to discuss options about Venezuela. The president describes his exchange with Putin about Venezuela as very positive.
He is not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela, other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela. And I feel the same way.
Tension has grown in recent days between Washington and Moscow over the increasingly destabilizing events in Caracas. The Trump administration has accused the Russians of preventing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from giving up power and fleeing the country. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
According to South Korea and North Korea's latest small-scale provocation, following the breakdown of nuclear talks, Pyongyang has test-fired several short-range missiles. North Korea fired the barrage of missiles toward the east from the eastern town of Wonsan just after 9 a.m. local time. After the launch, U.S. President Trump was fully briefed by National Security Advisor John Bolton, according to a senior administration official. North Korea, which wants sanctions relief from the U.S., has carried out a series of measured escalations since nuclear talks with the U.S. broke down. President Trump has said he will not relax sanctions until North Korea commits to giving up its entire nuclear weapons program. Pentagon says that China is still relying on spying on others to steal the latest military technology, but China's two decades of military modernization has paid off big in missile development and domains like cyber and space. This is VOA News. A Vietnamese woman who spent more than 2 years in a Malaysian prison on suspicion of killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was freed Friday. Reuters' Francesca Lene.
Joan Chi Huang was charged along with an Indonesian woman with poisoning Kim Jong-nam, a critic of Pyongyang, by smearing his face with the chemical weapon known as VX at Kuala Lumpur Airport in February 2017. The murder charge against Huang was dropped last month after she pleaded guilty to an alternate charge of causing harm. Her co-accused was also freed in March after prosecutors dropped a murder charge against her. Both women could have faced the death penalty. Defense lawyers maintain the women were pawns in an assassination orchestrated by North Korean agents.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lene reporting. At least three people have died since Cyclone Fani crashed into the eastern coast of India, bringing heavy rain and winds to the coastal state of Odisha Friday. Officials say more than 160 people were wounded in the onset of the storm. More than a million heeded government warnings and moved into shelters before it came ashore. The storm moved over the neighboring Indian state of West Bengal by Friday, and officials say more than 100 million people are in the path of the cyclone. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan defended U.S. intelligence gathering on Venezuela after U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido failed to inspire mass military defections earlier in the week. Guaido, who the United States and about 50 other countries recognize as the legitimate president of Venezuela, had called for a military uprising this week to topple the government of Nicolas Maduro. More than 1,000 people have died from Ebola in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo since August. The DRC's health minister said hostility toward health workers continues to hamper efforts to contain the second deadliest outbreak of the virus. The executive director of World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, warned of further dangers.
We are anticipating a scenario of continued intense transmission.
May 3rd is World Press Freedom Day. More than 100 events taking place around the world, but for the first time, the main celebration took place in the Ethiopian capital. Ethiopia had been infamous for jailing journalists. Again, May 3rd was the celebration for World Press Freedom Day. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.